I woke up this morning and went straight to cobrasnake.com to look for my photo, and I found it, and it made me really happy.
That should be the intro. Are we recording?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's music playing.
Did that make the cut there?
Yeah, it did.
It was nice.
Alexa, turn off music.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. I went on the hunt to see, and I you know, made my morning great. It's like
you are party listening Christmas. To the Neoliberal Hell podcast.
Neoliberal Hell in the morning.
Yeah, Neoliberal Hell.
Oh my
in the morning.
God, we're doing podcasts in the morning now. It's so fucked up. None of us have slept either.
I took Adderall.
Wait, did you sleep?
I slept, but obviously, like, not as much as I could have.
Yeah. Mark, you said you didn't really sleep, right?
No, I mean, New York, it's hard to sleep in New York.
Yeah.
Also, it's cold here.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Overnight.
Yeah. Are you like an LA baby?
Yeah. I usually wear shorts and like a t-shirt or a Hawaiian shirt. And now I'm like bundled up.
Wait, did you just move to New York?
No, I'm bi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bi-coastal.
Yeah, that's great. I like how you just say bi,
bisexual.
Though. That's so good.
That's the cooler bi.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to start saying that. That's so good. Because we make fun of bisexual people all the time.
No, I like women.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have a girlfriend.
So, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's hot. I know nothing about her.
Oh, speaking of being bi, last night I was, we were at this bar. I'm not going to say the name of it. And
Clandestino.
Mark, no.
And Times Square, what?
Redacted Square.
And so we were in Redacted Square, and this girl comes up to me, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing after this? And this guy is up to her, like right next to us, and he's like, oh, you know, like I think we're gonna have like a threesome or foursome. I was like, oh, that's sick. I was like, are you going too? She's like, yeah. And then I walk out and he's like, oh no, I think it's going to be a 10-some now. And
where
like,
was my invite?
And I was like, God damn. And I was like, okay. And then I walk outside and it's this guy and he has like five other males. And I'm like, where's the other people at? And I walk out and I'm like, hey, who wants to join the 10-some? And then the guys explained to me that they're going to go soon. And they're like, these are all the people going. And I was like, Alessandra, are you going? And she's like, no, that's a gay orgy. And I was like, oh, I like gender diversity. I'm not into just like the straight up, just like all these.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like go to sausage fests all the time. You know, it's like, yeah. Anyways. So that was my night.
You're making me hungry.
And I'm like, breakfast sandwich time.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then, I didn't go to sleep. And what you were shooting like a million things last night as usual.
Yeah. You know, it's like, they say I'm booked and busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is really cute. And it's like, really out of nowhere, I just sort of had this whirlwind of a second life in my career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a post-COVID thing. Like people have been stuck inside for so long and it's like this party culture revival is like among us. And like, it's like.
So true.
Now it's finally like the roaring 20s effect.
Yeah.
I've been witnessing people spitting in each other's mouths.
Oh yeah. Like in a like an angry New York way or like a sexual way.
In a kind of
the
a combination
in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like are these like people you're taking photos of?
Yeah, or it's my girlfriend's but
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in your mouth?
Oh,
yeah.
I saw those. I saw the pictures of you guys kissing on your site too. They were really cute.
We're trying to like bring that like Pam and Tommy energy into.
Oh, that's sick. Pam and Tommy. I was just talking about Pamela last night because we went to the Forever Mag party and there's so many fucking blonde people for some reason. It's like, I feel like we're in the 80s.
Caroline Calloway was going to be there. So I like showed my boyfriend like a picture of Caroline Calloway. I'm like, look out for her because they, you know, she like,
what was it? Yeah, it was like a video or something.
Yeah, it was like a video. Yeah. You know,
when I heard that, I left, honestly.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I show him a picture and we're looking around. He's like, damn it, every single woman looks like her.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of blonde girls and I went to the bar and I talked to this guy and he's like, I was like, why is there so many blonde bitches here? And he's like, I don't know, but I really like them. And he's like, but I prefer the blonde bitches with the brown, pubic hair. I was like, that's so ultra specific. And hi, nice to meet you, by the way.
Right off the bat.
I ended up spending the whole night with this guy, by the way.
So is that like
great.
A calico?
A calico? What is that?
Like a cat, like, you know, like a, how would you be blonde and then not blonde?
Ask Anna. Because everyone wants to be Pamela Anderson. It's the 80s and 90s again, basically. And then it's not only the 80s and 90s.
Matthew doesn't sleep and then starts talking about pubes and orgies like on the
this
pod.
This is a breakfast conversation.
And basically, we're back. I mean, the reason we're back here, the reason you're back here is because we're in the indie sleaze moment again, right?
Yes.
According to Sean Monahan, and we see the return of, American Apparel. Is Vice coming back?
I mean, I think Vice is being replaced by all the new sort of publications.
That's
and
true.
That
like Forever
out.
Mag. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. It's more of like a renaissance in print, even. There's yeah. like Sex Mag is really cool. There's
yeah.
People were stuck inside on their phones for like over a year and they are so fucking tired of it.
Yeah,
we're going back.
Dirty Mag. Have you yeah. seen how yeah. iconic Dirty Mag is?
Were you in Dirty Mag?
I was featured, yeah.
I feel like you, yeah, that's perfect for you, honestly. Yeah. yeah. You were at the Dirty Mag release, Anna.
Yeah, I like got yeah. there super late though, which is something I keep accidentally doing.
I always do
were
that.
Were you the
yeah.
one, were you at the one where Kevin Carpet was rolled up? And
oh, no, but. My friend Amina told me about Kevin Carpet recently.
Oh, I heard about that. No, I wasn't at I wasn't at that, but I
yeah,
did
he likes
the,
to get
I heard
stepped
the story.
On. Yeah, he like he will pay that. You to be stepped on.
Yeah.
Which is sick, yeah. I mean everyone has some kind of special talent, you know? Did you step on him at all?
So the funny thing about Kevin is when people say, what's the craziest memory you have from like shooting parties? I always say Kevin Carpet, but I'm talking Kevin Carpet in 2005.
Oh, he's that old school?
He's been rocking for a long time.
Whoa.
He's yeah. been doing the carpet thing?
Yeah. And
the
so there used to be this party at Happy Endings.
Yeah.
Called Shit Hammered.
Yeah.
Of all things. Yeah. On a Tuesday
what was that?
Night. My buddy Daryl invented it. And then it was always like this sort of, you know, sweaty Tuesday night party in Lower East Side on Forsyth. And just, but Kevin was there and people were bouncing on him like a trampoline. And I was like, this is a human being.
Yeah.
And he likes this.
Damn.
What a legend. Honestly, I get it. Yeah. I think that I would do that. I would roll myself up in the carpet and let
How long would you
on.
Survive, Anna?
Well,
because it would hurt.
I'd get probably like having my arms like restrained might like, I don't know. It might
you
feel.
You want to
be restrained
attack
too.
Before.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you're cocooned. You know, it's
yeah. You need like a safety word to unroll me immediately. I think that would be the most fun part. Is like if someone grabbed the end of the carpet and was just like, and like whipped me out, and I, you know, start.
I wonder
start
how he like invented that because you know when you're
how did
younger,
how do you find out that
he
would was
like
into that?
Be into like rolling down a hill like in a carpet or like try to wrap yourself in some kind of inner tube.
Yeah,
and he probably just like got hit in the head and he's like, oh,
that's
I want to be stepped on.
Do you have photos of him in the carpet?
Yeah, from
2005.
I have a whole collection of. I could make a book on Kevin Carpet.
Oh my gosh!
And actually, Brock that writes a lot for New York Mag. Did a feature on him recently and used some of my photos.
Oh, sick. Yeah, your photos must be in like every publication.
I'm kind of like the hipster Wikipedia or something.
Whoa.
For photos.
Yeah, you're a database of cool parties from when did you start?
The blog started in like 2004.
That's
what do you think
so
is like
cool.
the biggest
you're bringing
difference?
Blogs back too because like you're like we were like when you were like yeah you have to check the Cobra Snake website when I was like oh that's crazy not in a bad way I was like no that's sick because like all these platforms suck you know like you have complete control of them we hate all of the platforms by the way
and you know the funny thing Gesundheit the funny thing with my mentality towards social media is that I hear from everybody, oh, I hate the likes, the comments. I'm so stressed about posting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just chilling with thecobrasnake.com. There's no interaction on there that anybody can see. And you just get to enjoy it. And I can post as much as I want. And it doesn't feel like I'm limited like to a square
Have
post,
you dealt with any like censorship on Instagram or anything? Because obviously, being in the party scene, you know, there's drugs, there's nudity, and you know, there's a lot of
and all the hot photos you take, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just in general just post to the website, and it's more like free form for me there. My social media is pretty weak in terms of how often I post and stuff. It's really bad.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it, though.
If anybody wants to like manage my Instagram but is like actually good at it, please DM me.
Oh, I feel
I'm gonna get you banned in like 5 days.
No, I feel like somebody,
nobody in this room, no one in is this allowed room. To manage it.
I feel like there's somebody in New York that definitely wants to manage your Instagram. I would say that, Mark. I'm pretty
Ryan
sure
Ryan would actually do a good job. He's not a menace.
Thank you. I'm being such a pick me right now.
Yeah, you should hear the levels. They're so perfect. Yeah, I know. I feel like it would be so easy for you to find someone. I feel like you should have multiple people. You should have a Discord. Like, we're going to bring you into 2022, Mark. That, yeah. By the time you leave here, you're just going to be ready, you know?
It's like the Power Rangers Unite or whatever. It's like, I this is reminding me of how I felt in like 2007 when I was building up Steam, is that I was able to like employ a ton of people that worked for me at the time.
Yeah.
And I hired all these other photographers to shoot under me. And like it became something that was like really special. I built my own team around sort of the misfits, basically.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Mini Marks. And they all have the same like mustache and hat and like cool t-shirt on. And they're
when you say misfits, do you mean like metaphorically or like the band?
Well, no, like basically like I was a non-traditional bro growing up, you know, like I didn't go to college. Like
you're from New Jersey or?
Well, you know, funny enough, I worked with Pauly D.
Pauly D.
That's awesome.
Yeah, from the Jersey Shore.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. But it was kind of a scam. Like, he was managed by Larry Rudolph, who was famously working with Britney Spears.
Oh.
And so they said, hey, work with Pauly, and then, like, we're going to get you on to Britney.
Oh,
but that never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah.
He, like, used that to kind of lure you in.
Totally. And it was also at a time where it probably wouldn't have been very fun to work with Britney.
Yeah.
It's well, like it was under the Conservator. 2014
era, yeah.
And she didn't need any more camera attention, I think, than she already had.
And they like had her all locked up and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you been in a lot of situations like that with like, you know, people luring you in with like, you're going to like be managing the world? Like, what is it called? Alex Jones call it? The world.
World order?
Yeah. World new order.
new
world order.
The
yeah.
new world order.
Yeah. Yeah. Did anybody give you any great deals like that? Like, you're going to be the photographer.
Golden carrots. Like,
yeah. You're going to be the photographer of the new world order or anything cool like that.
I mean, it was funny, like looking through the archive, you know, it's so massive. And, you know, this whole thing with how Donald Trump was running for president.
Yeah.
I found photos of Trump promoting his vodka.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Trump vodka that he launched.
In your archive? That
in
is
archive.
So awesome. I need to see
Did
these.
Did you do a part? You went to one of
I
his parties
I was there
back
at the party and Ivanka was there.
Yeah.
And I have this iconic photo of Corey Kennedy and Ivanka that became some kind of meme. Also, if you know how to make memes, I'm friends with all these meme people
now. Oh, no, we're the meme people.
We are the meme people.
Well, I know there's... you're my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we will make
I think
memes.
That the archive is so ripe for some meme.
Oh my God.
Send me... I wanted to... Do you have like any... What are like your craziest photographs you can remember? Like,
I could give you like a Dropbox link. That you
I want to look at like the greatest.
We can
hits.
Like promote
like
them
the most
on...
memeable ones.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick. I'd love to get through there. I'd love to see like some Donald Trump indie sleaze legend with his like gaudy vodka. I just saw that Ivana's like apartment is up for sale in New York.
Oh yeah, she's
I saw
not
photos
like, gonna
of
hang
it.
Out. She's
are you,
like
are
not
you gonna buy it.
I you know if someone wants to fund that purchase, then I would love it. It's like the gaudiest place I've ever seen.
She's also
we
like,
need to throw
not,
a party there.
She's also like not gonna be on the campaign trail with Trump.
Oh,
like she's like
I think it's
really...
Ivana, not Ivanka.
Well,
isn't
all
his
of it
ex-wife?
Is disappointing.
I don't know.
Wait, isn't his ex-wife dead? Isn't she like in a golf course?
Yeah, it's her place. Oh, that makes sense. That's why they're selling it. Because she's dead.
Oh, okay. We're talking about two different people. You're talking about the golf course lady.
I don't know. Ivana, Ivanka.
Like, she played her final, like her final hole was actually her gravesite on the golf course. Pretty brutal, honestly.
Rest in power.
I don't even think she liked golf that much, you know? It's kind of sad. She was more of a bowler, you know? What's that?
I think he did it literally for like tax purposes.
He did it for tax purposes.
He did it for tax purposes.
I mean,
gotta respect it. Respect the Grift.
Yeah. When Trump was doing these things, was he wearing like some street gear, like some Balenciaga, like limited edition or anything like that?
Just suited.
Oh, just suited.